I just want to mention that today we have 21 friends of ours working in the new home from Ra'anana, Kfar Saba, and Mitzpe Ramon. 21 friends, students, our friends. So let's include them with us. Yes.
So about joy. In the topic of joy, we are going to read the Shamari article, Shamari 58, on the Shamari book. It is page 165. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. You can ask questions at cab.tv, and selected questions will be live. Shamari 58, joy is a reflection of good deeds, page 165 in the Shamari book. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. If the deeds are of Kedusha, sanctity, hence joy appears. However, we must know that there is also a discernment of a klipa, shell. In order to know if it is Kedusha, the scrutiny is in the reason. In Kedusha, there is reason, and in the Sitra Achra, the other side, there is no reason, since another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. Hence, when one comes to gladness, one should delve in the words of Torah in order to discover the mind of the Torah. We must also know that gladness is discerned as sublime luminescence that appears by man, which is good deeds. The Creator sentences one where one is. In other words, if one takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, there is an immediate sublime luminescence on that, which is considered eternity too. Even if one evidently sees that one will soon fall from one's degree, he still sentences one where one is. It means that if one has now made up one's mind to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, it is considered wholeness. However, if one takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven and does not want that state to remain in him forever, this thing and this deed is not considered wholeness. And naturally, the upper light cannot come and rest on it. This is because it is whole and eternal, and it is not about to change. With a person, however, even if he wants, the state he is in will not be eternal.
Meaning, if indeed if indeed one's actions are matching the Creator's action and bestowal, then within the vessel the eruption of joy is felt. Meaning joy is a phenomena that is additional. It is kind of an additional fulfillment within the vessel, as it is not that the vessels of reception are being filled, not the vessels of bestowal either. Rather, the vessels above them are filled up. Due to the connection, to the attitude, to what is as the guest and the host, no longer in deeds of give and take, and one capable and the other isn't. Rather, between them there is a connection that is above the vessels of the guest, above the efforts of the guest, where they are already in the level of connection that is not dependent in any form or manner of the light that passes between the light and the light and the vessel. When am I happy in contact with someone? egoistically, it's when I'm filled up by Him. And the true joy, when there's no calculation or count, so to speak, between us. Yes? No calculations. Simply, we feel good and that's it. We are enjoying each other. Even the pleasure from one another, it is not that I enjoy Him. Rather, I enjoy having contact with Him. And also the connection with Him, it's not that it occurs in my vessels of reception, rather in my vessels of bestowal. When I love Him, I want to bestow upon Him. I enjoy His existence, right? Not with respect to me. In our lexicon, there's no such words. It's not from our language of this world that is entirely to receive, right? So joy comes pretty much from that, which is above all the relationships of give and take, how much I have, how much you have, you enjoy me, I enjoy you. Here it's a form of connection and pleasure from what is outside of my circle, of my desire, my will to receive. Specifically by me ascending above all these relationships and calculations that are within the desire to receive and can be happy due to simply He exists, He who is very important for me. By that, I receive joy. Well, somehow maybe it can be imagined or perceived in our vessels. I don't know how to depict it.
He also describes in the articles the deeds of Kedusha, etc. It's like one who receives his reward and is really happy. But what about in the work when all of these things appear? How do you recognize happiness there?
Well, that's already joy from good deeds, from the work, to the extent you constantly transcending and are happy by having problems, and you can ascend above them, thus can reach a joy of being above your vessels and being in the ever increasing importance of the Creator. But when we're talking about your true joy is by being in a constant state of independent from anything, totally disconnected from my own vessels, right? Being above them. Nevertheless, I am above them and I'm totally disconnected from it, meaning they exist and I am disconnected from them. That too is kind of a state that I can't even, for otherwise I have no chance of existing. Let's put it this way, above the same desire, there is existence from absence that the Creator have created. So I received all His nature and built my being like Him, according to all the discernment I received from what He is, and all I have left is that point of existence from absence. Well, I don't know, maybe in the following way. Initially, there was a point. Existence from absence. By the light, it's swallowed, inflated. And this is the desire, my will to receive. I begin to restrict it by slices, my desire to receive. Shosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. And instead, building here a desire to bestow. So here is the will to bestow. Also in slices, Shorosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. Well, this is how it is. what's at the end. At the end, I have that black point remaining. I can't do anything with it. Later on, it disappears, and instead of a black point, something else appears. I don't know what's happening here. This is something that is not clear, but seemingly, even this existence from absence receive kind of a different characteristics. Well, let's not get into it, but in short, all that I've received from the light that inflated that point in me into great desire to receive, according to which I have the worlds here, the concealment, the worlds, right? Accordingly, later on, I have revelation. So all of my joy is by me having received here a character, the image of the Creator, the human, man. Like that. And only this black point remained, meaning existence from absence. What can you do? So from that, I've got joy. My whole form is resembling the bestower. That's on one hand. On the other hand, we need to understand that without that form of the worlds, the concealments, without that form, I wouldn't know how should I build the Creator. The Adam, the true Adam, is the same form, however, either in order to receive or in order to bestow, meaning I must attain that monster that is within me. So all these shells, all this terrible character, this is considered rejoice with the revealed wicked, and gradually invert them into, in order to receive, to bestow. Hence, all these things of the exile, mingling of the vessels, their gradual shift and their gradual correction, these are essential things that will occur with us. And I need to be happy for being in the process that I belong to Him. And I'm in the hands of the Creator. And the extent to which I can help Him, by which I speed up time. For if I disagree, I advance in a very slow manner and in due time. Whereby if I disagree and I express joy and authority is against my pleasant sensation, then I advance in, I would hasten it. Yes.
So how is this consent, disagreement expressed? That states that you accept. Oh. And in their place you would like bestowal to come already. Question is this consent or something else? These are internal scrutinies. Internal scrutinies. But the main thing is the deed, the action. There is nothing that pushes a person forward more than the actions that he performs with the others. All the rest is simply turns into the klipa. And then through it to later reach it, you really have to go through a big circle to discover that it is the klipa, to discover how much you are unable to come out of it. You have double work then, to come out of it and again to begin the correct work. Therefore, all of science, all of philosophy cannot help us. Only the deeds. Yes.
Also, the joy you describe here is always accompanied by concerns, because you never know when will the joy run out. So how do you overcome it? How do you have a joy that would be more constant and less concerns, because it's full of concerns?
Joy will be permanent on the condition that you are not working for that joy. Rather, you are working in order to bring joy and not to be happy. Not to be happy. You see? Then your joy will be in someone else, that you're making him happy. It's not dependent on you. And in such a way, you can constantly work only so that over all of your desires, your qualities, your thoughts, everything that appears in you, you remain in the same direction of joy to make him happy. This is called the right intention, that in all of our actions and in every moment, I need to think about how in that, by that, do I make the Creator happy.
Are there degrees in that? Can you reach such joy that can you really read the read of the lack of connection?
That all the comfort, all the goodness, all of your nice sensation is in the fact that now you're making him happy. If he is happy in you, it is considered that you are at rest. You have no more lacks. And it could be that in doing that you're actually sweating and working very hard and everything. But for you, this is rest. Why? Because in that you're constantly bestowing to him. You start measuring with different vessels, with a different type of measurement. What is comfortable, good, nice, tranquility, everything is with respect to, am I bringing him happiness? So it could be that you are lying down on the couch and not doing anything, and you are the other way around, not in calmness, rather in something that is tearing you apart, because in that you are not performing any act of bestowal. You are not bringing him any happiness. And it could be different. You might be working very hard, carrying things, working physically and emotionally under great pressure. And along with that, you're happy. Because specifically those states bring him happiness.
What does it mean?
And if you make such an effort, and nonetheless, one is asking, to discover one thing, not comfort, rather him, to discover the true quality of bestowal that is here, that you want to work out of it. Not because it's easy to work out of it. Nobody says it's easy. It's even harder. But you want to be certain that you are bestowing to him and you're not making a mistake. Not because you're bestowing to him, I bestow to him, that feels good to me. Rather, not to be mistaken that you're truly bestowing to him. You're asking for that diagnosis. And then, that's how you reach gradually the opening of your eyes.
Meaning, I need to be in joy. Can I be in joy and not being in bestowal? Can there be joy along the path? Is there such option?
No. How can that be?
Well, I'm happy about being on the path.
No, you're saying you're not happy.
No, I'm saying if I could it be that I'd be happy before attaining the quality of bestowal?
Yeah, certainly I see one person killing another person and he's very happy that he killed him. What's the problem? Being in happiness, is that a problem? It depends on with which vessels, it depends on about which actions.
I'm talking about on the spiritual path, that someone always is also doing the spiritual path.
It all depends on it all depends on with respect to what you measure yourself, how you check.
When I come here, I want to be happy, and I don't always feel like that. So what does it need to be? When a person comes here to study, so you drag himself in, should that be a sensation of joy, or you should say, later on I'll attain the joy? First of all, drag yourself in.
You come here in order to receive happiness?
Well, sure, otherwise what am I coming here for?
And do you feel happiness?
Sometimes yes, sometimes not. So how am I also when coming here to study? In what mood should I be to attain that joy?
But what do you need to be happy for?
What do you mean it's best for me when I'm happy?
I see. I don't know. I would actually feel myself happiest at bed. In bed. Let's say...
What is joy?
Let's say if they would awaken me nonetheless at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I would go back to bed. But after they wake me up, so I can feel that I'm happy, because if I'm just sleeping, I can't feel that.
So hold on. Why, when I come to study Kabbalah, according to you, according with what you say, so spirituality is also a type of joy. What is spirituality? It's a type of joy. So one should feel good with himself, happy with himself, and happy on the path. So why am I coming to study otherwise?
That's true. It's true, but it's not in the same vessels. The purpose of creation is to do good to his creation so that they would be in whole joy, but not in the same vessels that we're in today, not in the vessels of reception. Because in the vessels of reception, you cannot be in joy. You can't. You're actually disconnected from the source of the happiness. In the vessels of reception, you are constantly examining yourself with respect to others. If it weren't for the others, they would fill you up with something. What is our will to receive? Happiness, joy, is a kind of fulfillment. But this fulfillment can be at the level of the still, of vegetative or animate. At the degree of the speaker, the fulfillment starts being very complex. What do I need in order to be happy? I check myself with respect to others. It's not like an animal. If I'm an animal, then I eat whatever I need, I drink whatever I need. I have some offspring, the family, etc. I have some hiding place, a place where I live, and that's enough for me. I don't feel happiness. I simply feel life. The degree of the speaking, they feel happiness or sadness because one is in a will to receive, where within this will to receive, he describes to himself the others, where in my will to receive, besides me as living, I depict the others, I see the others, and then I start examining myself with respect to them, measuring myself, high, low, far away, close, etc. Then my feeling of fulfillment is no longer a feeling within simply my vessels of reception, that is, my individual vessels, that I have to fill myself up with, say, 2 pounds of meat and a gallon of water, sleep 8 hours, etc. Rather, I have to fill myself up with a sensation that I'm big, respected, I don't feel ashamed, that I attain, reach something with respect to them. I measure myself in comparison to them, and from that I derive happiness. So that has to do with a human. On the animate degree, if we see that the animals laugh or they even play, it's all not the way it is for us. We'll speak sometime about the differences. So, what happens to us is that all of my joy is with respect to something outside of me. Doesn't exist on the animate degree. Only on the degree of Adam, speaking. Why? In order for me, through my attitude, my relation to the others, to the whole world, to be able to reach a state in my relation to the Creator. If I receive a certain circle, if I treat a certain circle, the closest to me, as different than me, then within that I can feel the Creator, and then I relate to the others the way I relate to the others within this circle, and the way I relate to the Creator, it's the same, because He appears there. If I broaden that circle of what is others, I attain the Creator more. Each time it's in my coarseness, because these circles are actually my external vessels, and as I adjoin them, annex them to me, I start feeling reality more and more as belonging to me, even more than myself, the original me. They become even more important. This is called love thy friend as thyself, as you now love yourself. More than everyone, you need to start loving them more than yourself. And this is how you advance. So, by you earlier being happy to take advantage of everyone for your own benefit, now you need to try to take advantage of yourself for the benefit of everyone. What for? Because by that you give contentment to the Creator, that the Creator is there specifically, outside of you, in the external vessels. This is called, I dwell within my people. And then you check where truly and out of what are you happy. This is called the happiness, the joy of mitzvah, because already you're correcting your external vessels, and you start asking of the Creator to correct them, because this is the others, this is what we're trying to do, to come out to the others, to bestow to them. And then, with the group that is helping you to correctly direct yourself towards the Creator, to draw the light that reforms for them. Not for yourself. I myself am willing to stay without spirituality, without anything. And from that point, that the point that you've created for me thus far, that's enough for me. Just to be in contact where I do everything for the others, and for sure you are there, and therefore through them I bestow to you. And there is happiness. Yes.
Meaning, according to what you define here really nice, you tell me, remain with nothing and be happy about it.
Certainly.
Really, be naked, run in the forest, and you'll be happy. This is a party that is totally unclear, because I'm usually happy with what I receive. So you say, be with nothing and let's see you happy.
Run naked in the forest, like that, happy, free. I can certainly depict it to myself. It actually doesn't sound so bad. Let's move on to the next part.
We're moving on to the next part of the lesson.
We'll go to the Zohar and then keep scrutinizing there.